Here we go. Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals, organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our own community. This morning, we speak with Alejandra Mesa, Family Support Services Manager with the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan. And of course, always joining the discussion, WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell, a weekly radio segment that is part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So let me say hello to you, Alejandra. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let me say hello to you, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley Irwin, and good morning to our special guest, Alejandra Mesa, and to all of our valued listeners who listen to and support WGVU Radio.
Thank you, Steve. Would you give us an overview of the grant?
Yes, absolutely. Shelley, as you pointed out, WGVU is proud and privileged to be administering a multi-year grant we've received from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, and we're indebted to the foundation not only for their critical funding to carry out the activities, but also for the strategic vision that they put forth on a global basis and their expertise. And we are under their racial equity, children and families of color umbrella, where we're focusing in on those issues that can help create equity for all of our valued residents. And so we're doing that in two ways. We have hired an inclusion reporter, Michelle Jokas-Polo, who for a couple of years now has been reporting on issues important not only in the entire community, but with a particular focus on communities of color, examining inequities. Also, we are building capacity in our community, and we're working with a cohort of leaders of color who have been trained over a 30-week period in decolonization of the narrative, in community organizing as a distribution strategy, and in media skills. They've gone on then to produce content, which we're going to be taking back into the community to create and encourage dialogue on important issues. So we're always looking for new partners, and today we're putting the spotlight on a wonderful organization, the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan, who provides critical services. So we're delighted that Alejandra can join us.
All right, Alejandra Mesa, Family Support Services Manager with the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan. Tell us, give us a brief overview. Describe your services.
So here at the Hispanic Center, we have multiple different services. We offer basic needs, language services, workforce, and youth and education. And throughout all of those, there's different programs that help many people.
Steve.
Alejandra, this is Steve. I'm looking at your website, which, by the way, I would like to point the location of that website out to all of our listeners, because there's a lot of great content all about your services and your mission. And it's you simply can get to that by Hispanic-Center.org. Again, Hispanic-Center.org. And I'm also looking at your annual report, and I'm looking at just the basic needs section. I guess it's one area of the services you provide, basic needs. Would that be correct?
Yeah, so that actually does fall under my umbrella with Family Support Service. And with our basic needs, we do a lot around offering different services to the community. Specifically, navigation is one of our biggest services that we offer that helps our community members. And that is with a lot of just following up with them. So we assist with court documents. We assist with connecting them with different resources for food, housing, clothes, whatever it may be. We also have our health and wellness program. It's called Comprando Rico y Sano, and it's a program that was designed by Latinos, specifically for Latinos, just because we have different diets, and we know that people of color are at higher risk of getting chronic diseases. So we also give them prevention education. And we also work with the Department of Human Services. They were previously coming here about twice a week to assist with DHS cases. So if anybody applied for food stamps, state emergency relief, Medicaid, they can go and have access to their case, see any updates. And, that's part of our basic needs programming.
Well, and those basic needs, I think, are even more critical given the fact that the Hispanic Latino community in Grand Rapids is just under 11% of the overall population of Kent County. All of the wonderful Latino population that enrich our community, just being just under 11%, but yet they account for 35% of the COVID-19 cases. Today there are 6,720 documented cases in Kent County, and 35%, so a disproportionate amount. So some of those services that you provide under your basic needs, emotional health, which is such a critical topic as we've seen, basic food and transportation, how many individuals and families do you serve, like on a monthly or annual basis, and is that intensified during this COVID pandemic?
Yeah, so right now we're actually distributing about 300 boxes every Thursday and Friday of food to help with that food insecurity, which has also been a barrier during this whole COVID-19 pandemic. We are currently serving, if we want to count those that we're giving food boxes to, about 400 people a month.
I'm sure before Shelley Irwin, the host of the morning show, jumps back in, I just have one quick follow-up question. Is there anything that we can do as individuals, residents of this place we call home in Kent County, anything we can do as individuals or for part of an organization to lend a hand to enhance what the great work of the Hispanic Center, anything we can do to help?
We are always looking for volunteers. This was supposed to be the last week of our food distribution, but we're hoping we can continue. So if anybody has time to come out and volunteer, please feel free to reach out. Also, we're still taking donations. Please feel free to donate. We are trying to give back to the community as much as we can, so we appreciate all the help we can get from the community as well.
Sure. Alejandra, I know we'll give the information at the end of our conversation, but where would we reach out?
They can reach out to me. My email is ameza@hispanic-center.org, or they can reach out to Evelyn Esparza, and her email is esparza@hispanic-center.org.
Nice. Weekly, we are focusing on the area work of area individuals and organizations that advance inclusion and equity in our community. Alejandra Mesa, Family Support Services Manager with the Hispanic Center, of course, of Western Michigan, along with WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chappell. So the crystal ball, Alejandra, what is your future?
We're hoping to bring more staff on board to help with those basic needs, because throughout this pandemic, the needs have gone up and we need more help with that. We've had awesome volunteers to help us with other tasks when it comes to assisting our clients. So moving forward, we hope to have more capacity to serve even more people.
Great. Steve?
Yes, Alejandra, I also want to talk about the job workforce development part of what the Hispanic Center does. With unemployment going up in many sectors, the Hispanic community, often a bilingual community, has many, many skills and gifts to offer to employers. So the workforce development part of this, is that a separate area that one of your colleagues is responsible for? And if so, can you shed a little light on what's being done with that part of your important work at this time?
Yeah, so with workforce development, what we've been seeing a lot of cases are unemployment cases. So we have been assisting people with applying for unemployment and different type of financial relief. But with workforce development, we also do job placement, so we can help them find a job. We can help them build a resume. We can help them basically gain any type of skill or training that they need to either continue their career or their education. For example, we also have our GED classes in Spanish, which have all shifted to virtual. And in hopes of them receiving their GED, we can then move them over to our workforce development department, who can kind of guide them into finding what they want to do next. If they want to continue their education, if they want to do a training, if they want to advance in the position they're already in, that is something we can help them with.
I just want to point out to our listeners one more time the valuable information that can be found at your website, which is Hispanic-Center.org. And on your 2019 annual report under the basic needs section, I can't stress enough how critical the work is that you're doing during this COVID pandemic and, quite frankly, with the racial unrest we've seen. And the list is very impressive, and it shows how critical it is. Referral to sexual violence victim support, working with the Department of Human Services, assistance with food stamp paperwork, Medicaid, Medicare, vital records, as you pointed out, and food pantries, affordable housing, just the basics, medical and dental care and mental health, all of these things that are just life-saving at this time. So if any of our listeners are in need of those services through the Hispanic Center, I encourage you to go to their website and give them a call.
Wow. Alejandra, doing great work on behalf of the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan. What would be your final thoughts for us?
I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. But overall, the center is here to support everybody and everyone, especially through this crisis. That's why we want to help out with this food insecurity, getting the word out. We have food here. On top of that, we also have different feminine hygiene products free of cost for women. So please, anybody interested, feel free to come by the center. We are checking everybody's temperatures at the door, so just making sure you feel good. If you'd like to call right now, I would say to call ASAP because a lot of our staff is booked for about the next week or two. So if they need any type of assistance, to get an appointment in as soon as possible.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Alejandra. Of course, Mesa, talking to you, Family Support Services Manager, Hispanic Center of Western Michigan. Thank you, and please keep up the good work. Steve.
Yes, I just want to also echo that by thanking Alejandra and all of the staff at the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan that provide critical services. And if any of our listeners are unaware of the tragic and unacceptable fact, which can be found in the Kellogg report, the Business Case for Racial Equity, and I'm just going to read this short paragraph. Unfortunately, the average child of color in Michigan is born into a path of poor health, lower educational attainment, fewer employment opportunities, and greater involvement with the criminal justice system than the average white child. And Kent County and Grand Rapids, being as caring a community as it is, approaches these unacceptable statistics in a number of caring ways through foundations, individuals, and organizations like the Hispanic Center of Western Michigan. And their mission really sums it up: to educate, to advocate, and to empower. And I just want to encourage our listeners, if they've missed any part of this interview, they can go to the WGVU Radio news page a little later this afternoon under Mutually Inclusive, a banner, and listen to this interview in its entirety.
Steve, Alejandra, thank you.